Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that being productive doesn't always look productive. Good ideas take time, and true productivity is measured over the long haul. But often, achieving a lot in the long haul doesn't mean filling every minute. Today's tip comes partly from Cal Newport's new book, Slow Productivity. In this book, Cal talks about how to achieve great things without burnout. He opens Slow Productivity with a tale of someone who is important to me, Professor John McPhee of Princeton. Many years ago, I took McPhee's famous nonfiction writing class. I learned a lot from his discussions of his own life as a working writer. One of McPhee's most famous stories is about the Pine Barrens in New Jersey. After compiling all his notes from traipsing around the forest, he had some fairly serious writer's block. So he wound up laying on a picnic table, day after day, for about 2 weeks. Finally, he realized that much of his reporting could come back to one central character who could form the spine of what became a long New Yorker piece. Cal notes that if you looked at McPhee during those 2 weeks, spending his working hours lying there, seemingly doing nothing, you would not have considered him to be terribly productive. But that would be a mistake. McPhee has been incredibly productive. He's written around 30 books over his lifetime, including one that won the Pulitzer Prize, in addition to teaching undergraduate writing for decades. To produce his best work, McPhee needed time and space to think. Fortunately, he gave himself that space. And over the decades, lots of good work followed. So what can the rest of us take from this? One of the key realizations Cal tells us is that sometimes good ideas take time. Yes, we have deadlines. Yes, sometimes you just have to move forward with something that isn't perfect. Nothing is ever perfect. So if you are waiting for perfection, you will never do anything. But it is okay to sit with an idea for a while and think about it, and not necessarily go with the first thing. Maybe the first thing can be incorporated into your later idea. It is a stepping stone for getting there. But maybe it is not it. See how it feels. When you realize that good ideas take time, that means you need to give yourself time. And that means being okay with not doing something that looks productive every single minute. Yes, you've got emails. You could set up some more meetings. Or you could sit there, go outside, walk around, think. Talk to some colleagues about ideas, even if it just looks like you are hanging out in the office kitchen. You might not come up with something brilliant the first time. In fact, you probably won't. Or the second time. Or a third time. But eventually. And when it comes to executing on those good ideas, even a little bit does add up. So just keep doing a little bit. Maybe it doesn't always look productive, but that's okay. Real productivity doesn't always look productive in the moment. But good ideas take time. So embrace this slow productivity, as Cal calls it. Over the long haul, it will be okay. And you'll probably be happier. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.